From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The economic bad news has finally hit the rich, and we know because it's affecting the art market. Sotheby's had its first big New York auction since the credit crunch began, and it did not go well. Big name paintings were unsold, including a landmark work by Van Gogh called Wheatfields. Marketplace's Jill Barchet is here. Jill, what happened at Sotheby's this week?
Well, 20 of the 76 master impressionist paintings couldn't find buyers. And works by Picasso and Gauguin, they sold way below the estimates that Sotheby's had posted. The total take was 3/4 of the minimum prices they expected to fetch. And the next day, investors punished Sotheby's. Its shares lost more than 1/4 of their value.
A quarter of their value in one day?
That's right.
Wow. So people do talk about an art bubble, like a tech bubble and a housing bubble. Is the art bubble now burst?
You know, it's not clear, Alex. The night before the Sotheby's auction, there was also one at Christie's, and it at least was not a disaster. There are a few mitigating factors. I talked with Georgina Adams. She's an editor at the art newspaper in London, and she says one of the things going on in the art market now is pure greed. People are consigning their art treasures at really high prices just to see if they can fetch it. It's a little bit like real estate at the top of the bubble when people were just putting their condos on the market at a high price to see if they could get it. And not surprisingly, it doesn't always fetch the prices that the sellers want to get. But Adam definitely thinks that there's a correction going on. Art's gone up more than 150% in the last 6 years. And she now thinks the credit crunch on Wall Street is making the richest of the rich take a pause.
When you're spending a great deal of money, whether it be on art or property or anything, confidence is important. Anything that knocks confidence will make you think twice about making a purchase. So I think in as much as these subprime jitters are affecting stock exchanges, which today are plunging, I think that it could also have a dampening effect on the art market.
Jill, do you think that this is a signal of maybe bigger trouble in the entire luxury market?
Well, what's interesting about the luxury market, be it art or high-end luxury goods like Louis Vuitton luggage, is that it's really a global market. And there are a lot of buyers elsewhere in the world, in the Middle East and Russia, which have tons of petrodollars, in Asia, which have enormous trading wealth right now. The experts I talk to say there's still a lot of money to fuel the luxury market.
Jill, let me go back to that Van Gogh that did not sell this week. What was bid for?
To the best of my knowledge, nobody bid for it. It was listed in the Sotheby's catalog at $28 to $35 million. It's a very important painting, painted just a few weeks before the artist died. And it's one of these rolling wheat fields paintings that if you haven't seen this exact one, which has been in the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, you've probably seen one very close to it.
And this one's still for sale. Thank you, Jill Barchet of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.